For more than 100 years, the Daughters of the Republic of Texas have managed the Alamo, but in recent years, the nonprofit heritage organization has come under fire for problems with preserving the Spanish mission that was built in 1744 and which became a battleground for Texas independence in 1836. Becky Denham is the director of the Alamo with the Texas General Land Office.
We have tremendous needs that we know need to happen for the Alamo in the future.
British rocker Phil Collins recently donated his massive collection of Alamo historic artifacts to Texas.
We have the Phil Collins collection that needs a home. We need to build a museum and visitor center for that. We need to be able to take the Alamo kind of up a notch in management and our ability to be able to expand and think bigger.
The contract with the DRT runs through the end of August 2016, but now it terminates on July 10th. Denham said the Texas General Land Office will now launch a nationwide search for a company to manage the Alamo. They are looking for an organization with a history in operating historic sites. The Alamo was the scene of a major battle in the Texas Revolution. 180 defenders were killed at the site during the siege by Mexican forces. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.